Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Gail G, will join us very shortly in the show, somewhere on the line. And I think we're going to kick things off with a little Boondocks, my van.
Each of the S1Cs. Roger. Airport. Roger, what? Overstating. Roger. 23 miles downrange, 47.9 altitude.
Life falls on a line, I'm three sheets to the wind. But stay tighter than the strings on a violin. Yeah, I'm as dirty as they come, but still spick and span. I ride 28 inches on my creepy black van. And you can catch me posted up down by the trailer park. I'm selling bootleg movies from noon to dark. But at 9 o'clock, it's time to close up shop. And buy some unsuspecting girly who gon' blow my top. I like cruising by the Gap and the Old Navy. I be scoping out the milk and the old ladies. Pulling right up to the curb with my widow's bitch black. Practice catching them release and do my thing and then I throw them back. My man, they don't ever see it coming. It's all gon' kill the flame of rock. To stink and never fucking up my camel skin, zebra print seats, and I'm a motherfucking pimp, so can't be crapping my style with some decomposing stank coat, wearing a smile. I gotta keep my reputation, I got clientele. I can't be pushing, finding Nemo with no funky ass smell. I keep my Chevrolet polished and my shag rug vacuumed and a sticker on the back glass. Said shit happens and I'm cool as a fan in my bird rental shades, but my future's pretty dim, that's why I can't get laid. So I'm gonna get it how I get it, gotta get up in them bridges. I'm gonna get it how I get it, I'm gonna take it from these bitches.
My
man, they don't ever see it coming. So don't kill the flame of rock, I love it. In my bed, here's how we do. I got something waiting for you. In my bed, they don't ever see it coming. So don't kill the flame of rock. Rockin' then, don't you come a knockin'. You might see me through the neck, the face covered in a stocking. Nothing known but a tube belt and BVDs. A chick tied to a shelf full of DVDs. I got that old school porn showing in the head. Red try choking out this honey, but she ain't dead yet. I got her in the camel plus remote control stuck in her butt. She be switching seat selections every time she busts a nut. You might say I'm kinda sick and you might call me a freak, because I pull up to the intersections gripping my meat. But to all them freaky bitches, bitches, I be the man. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
My
van, they don't ever see it coming. So don't get the plane to rock, I love it. In my van, here's how we do. I got something waiting for you.
My
van, they don't ever see it coming. So don't get the plane to rock, I love it. In my van, here's how we do. I got something waiting for you.
For you.
I bet they never forget the time they had in my van. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
Don't go killing, slanging rock hard, love it.
I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
In my van, here's how we do. In my van, here's how we do. In my van, here's how we do.
I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
Alright, are we back? Up next, what's coming to give y'all, motherfuckers? Shit, I want some more Beastmaster. This is Dear Joe and Joey.
Juggalos, can you hear me? Juggalo Gathering 2003. Dear Joe and Joey, and anybody else listening to this, may I have your attention for a few minutes? The Beastmaster is my name, the North Shore Juggalo, Torleif James. Relax, this track has no strings attached. Compact disc with a list of side effects. Unless, of course, somehow it turns a profit, then you Hefner sure to sue me for it. Thoughts in my head needed a vehicle. Thoughts in my head barely conceivable. Needles and pins, it's all been a whirlwind. Don't know the ending, so where do I begin? Circa 78, conceived in the blizzard, as prophesied by a Norwegian wizard. 80s and 90s, so desensitizing. Seeing all these guys dropping like flies in the blink of an eye, I felt a change inside. I'm not gonna let this pass me by. I learned from experience, just trying to give a little back. So listen up or get bitch slapped. In 96, when I was 17, the Browse House Easter Sunday wrestling, Tommy B enthusiastically introduced me to a little something something off the Riddle Box LP. Curiosity cracked open carnival doors when Malenko dropped in and out of record stores, but this was nothing in comparison to witnessing a clown show in person. Ninja's vision of heaven in 97, paradise, that Boston venue, had no clue what we were getting into. Dead center front row and no barricade, and at the end of the show we ended up on the stage, and the clowns don't leave, go all over us. Walked out of there feeling like a million bucks. That adrenaline rush, you only know if you know, when you make that switch into a full-blown juggalo. Lupos, Avalon, Songus, Palladium. All of a sudden, I couldn't get enough of it. Had to fucking have it if it ran with a hatchet. Every EP and Joker's card I could get, even hard to find tracks surfacing on the internet. And Shockumentary was wicked ironic, cause we acted like it before we even saw it. I'm not narrow-minded, never felt more alive, and we all survived a chance. Props to Twisted. Don't even get me started. Batman raps, that's a whole nother seminar. Kid inside of me, sick of reality. Individual with a Juggalo family. Tommy B holding down the floor of the scene with a cut rate crew ripper, know what I mean? Distance is nothing, unity means strength. A carnival lifeline of infinite length. In the meantime, we all just enjoying the ride. Do we twist and spin to the other side? All riled up, anticipating the six. Trying our best to avoid pissing contests. The matter hatchet here that you own is irrelevant. All you really need is clown love to represent. Remember this at the merchandise booth. You only got one life and your death is proof. ICP, thank you for the Joker's cars, Lotus Pod, and for this family of ours. We drop everything for our gatherings. No exaggerating, they're fresher than anything. For the show's going down, rain or shine. It's always raining, they go inside. We roll with y'all because we believe the dark carnival is forever. Like you said in 17, we're in this together. The carnival gets me high like marijuana. Ecstasy, beautiful like Rihanna. Diamonds, all up in a piñata. Hit them up if you want quick before you're a goner. Think you gotta shine, take a look at the lives you changed with this carnival surprise. Hell, I gotta shine equally bright. Swear to God I'm not lying, my shine's damn blinding. Just a matter of time, man. Hear the unveiling straight up gave us goosebumps. And brother, I promise, he didn't trick us. It's justified, 10 years in one song. Inside, I know I knew it all along. In this complex matrix of technology, I don't need my Joker's card spelled out for me. It's time we told you how great you are. Our carnival unity, always top priority.
I'ma be down, I'ma be down. Down for the clown till I'm dead in the ground. Look at my crystal ball, it's alright. Sit back, evolve, and I'll be alright. I'm chillin', I'm killin', with my guts all over the ceiling. Home to the monsters, roam in the land. I wanna come home, but you don't understand. Why do we do the things that we do? Wicked rhymes, wicked times, you too. Damn, I wish I could be a ninja, ninja. Damn, I wish I could be a ninja, ninja. How many souls will fall from the sky? How many souls burn wondering why? We know you is who we are, but even in Shangri-La.
And we are back. Give me 1 second. Alright, let's go on another track here. Chop Shop, Juggalo Stomp.
Hey, we a motherfucking army, can't nobody hold us back. Juggalos and Juggalettes, I'm home now, you hear me? Yeah, yeah.
Throw your axes up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo Stomp. Throw your axes up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what
my soul. Now I swing a hat too fast to address them hoes. I'm here now. Motherfucker, I'm home. Said I'm here now. In the bucket with chrome. Said I'm here now. Fuck a Jason Mag, I got a rag on my face when I'm chasing fast. Get your blood money, get your out of town money. While my family sitting on that old clown money.
Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo come. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo come.
Where my juggalos at? Where my juggalettes at? A 10-hundred pound in general, so we do the juggalo stomp till we break the flow. We a legion of psychos that go berserk. Stop our boots on the ground till we shake the earth. From the upper crust to the bowels of hell, these earthquakes blow up the Richter scale. We did the juggalo stomp till the day got woke. Now Bob Marley asking me to pass that smoke. Puff it up, gangsta. Now follow the potholes, we burn this bitch down. Now we stopping on hot coals. The fire marshal trying to make the party stop, but we burn the roof off till we got no top. When the juggalo stops, somebody's getting chopped. So throw your hatchets up with the chop shop.
Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and sits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo stop. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and sits around. What they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo come. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and sits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo come. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and sits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo come.
Hi, I'll be back. Give me 1 second. I've got to close up the soundboard without realizing it. So I can get that shit back up. And apparently I got to refresh the soundboard. And then, yeah. I'll get into a fucking track. Well, another track. Once I'm able to. But, yeah, don't know. My mind fucking blank is fuck, I'm tired. Bodie said we go with Fat Man the Glutton and little featuring Little Dice Blood.
Honestly say that he got what he deserved.
Seems like the people just don't
don't understand me. Underneath this mask is something so damaging. It has been years and I still would not reveal them. It is about time that I show them something fearsome.
Soon you will regret all this negativity that you spread around me until I can't breathe.
Finally resurface to burn you with the words. It is time to understand me. Exactly my purpose.
Jacking off in church with a crazy imaginary. Bible split bitch with the cross and fuck Mary. Father, please forgive me for what I'm about to say. But it's a bloody mess with you, Papa Virgin Cherry. All black hoodie, all black mask, all black dagger, pull your head through your ass. Pool of holy water turning into blood baths. In my mental in the head, why you even gotta ask?
Got my wrist a penny, copper soaking through my veins. Rep the Illuminati, goddamn, I feel the flames. Mentally insane, as I'm scooping your remains. Next to dope with machetes, I carve around the brain. Life as a rebel, lick the blood off a shovel. Suicidal, you in trouble, feel the wrath. Devil.
I'm a psycho.
Running town in a clown suit. Killer in a room. Gun you down if you try to move.
I'm so Michael.
Stab you in the neck at my head. Heating up on fire. I am the ghost rider. Got a fetish for the blood. Got a certain type of order.
Have you buried in my yard?
For the smell of decomposure. Crazy thoughts in my head. Trick or treat. I'm Freddy Krueger. Instead of getting candy, I'm the Halloween shooter.
Run around in a mask.
Picking on the biggest loser. I'm a motherfucking monster with a bite of a cougar.
Seems like the people just don't understand me. Underneath this mask. It has been years and I still would not reveal them. It is about time that I show them something fearsome.
You will regret all of this negativity
that you spread around me until I can't breathe.
Finally resurface to burn you with the words. It is time you understand exactly my purpose.
Is it during the funeral?
And we are back.
Or at the funeral? You.
Let's see, up next, Skittle G, Busta B, Killer Eyes.
We lock eyes, we got you hypnotized. We here to make sure every one of you die. Leave your family traumatized. That's what happens when you look into
a killer's eyes.
Late was terminated, your body been exterminated. Put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Nowhere to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Tree of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Yeah.
No hesitation, hell is your destination. Can't let go of this temptation. Blood blown out your laceration. Blood be scattered like confetti, cause look like spaghetti. Killed your ass so fast, bitch, I'm not even fucking sweaty. Took it to a brand new level. Blade so sharp it cuts through metal. Left you bent on cement, then stepped on the fucking pedal. Your pain is excruciating, your brain is hallucinating. There's no hope for you, there's no use in fucking waiting. I've become a lunatic, people say I'm losing it. Look into my eyes, you realize I'll never stop doing it. Words all scrambled like you're legally insane. I pull a butane, watch you burn in fucking flames. I'll throw you off a cliff, beat you to the goddamn fish. Open up your mouth, bitch, and then I'll take a piss. In my eyes there is no fear, head full of whores, never clear. Welcome to my world premiere, you're the star, bitch.
Beware.
Let's rush to me. Body been exterminated, put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking, ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Nowhere to run, hope you're lacking, take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Yo, come here killers, let me tell you a story. Listen, warning you now, shit is gonna get gory. When it comes to killing, I can't stop the spasm. Love the way the girls scream like an orgasm. I stay on the dark side like I'm Darth Vader. Stay killing people off like the Terminator. My mind's messed up, my thoughts are so twisted. Quick to finish people off like they never existed. I'm always up for murder, I give no hesitation. With all my tools I cause total domination. Shit be getting gruesome cause we getting raw. Slicing up your limbs with my fucking chainsaw. It's like I've been locked up, I got cabin fever. Next thing you know I'm hacking away at you with a cleaver. Your final resting place is up on my torture rack. Your life is over, rip your skeleton out your back.
Life was terminated, your
body been exterminated. Put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Know where to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes. I run cabbage, cabbage, gonna stuff you like cabbage. Cut off your leg, I'll make you beggar. You hopping like a rabbit, gonna kill all your faggots. Wrap your bodies in plastic, put you underground, yeah. Be eaten by a maggot, your ass is grass. I'll shatter you like broken glass. Hit you so hard, bitch, it'll sound like a car crash. You're begging me, but I won't stop. Hear the clock go tick-tock. Time running down, your blood's been bound. Your death will be the top of the town. Killer eyes look so crazy, how easy this is. Just amaze me, fuck me more, dare you whore. Yeah, I'll even kill your baby. Look around the way to go. Smash you like a mashed potato. Throw you on the fucking table. My mind's been lost, I'm unstable. Your life's been smothered, love later cries from your mother. When you die, yeah, you wander. Snap your neck like a stone cold stunner. Make your blood my food, I need 3021, look into my eyes. Bitch, you know, life was terminated. Your body been exterminated. Put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Know where to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Where we are, guys, we got you hypnotized. We here to make sure every one of you dies. Leave your family traumatized. That's what happens when you look into a killer's eyes.
And we are back. We have a block number with us. Block number, what's going on with this?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing it's good. Brown, what's going on, homie?
It's Brown Beasley. I just saw the name Juggalo on there, and I don't really know that much about the Juggalos. I know that they're like, you guys are like offshoots from the Insane Clown Posse, right?
Well, actually, we're more fans and family, but yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, most people don't know anything. And you guys fight with these hacker crews. And it's like, it's gone from beyond the internet. But I don't know that much. I know that they have a concert. You guys give a concert and you throw shit at people.
Well, not really throw shit at people, but...
If they don't like you, they throw shit at people. You threw shit at MC Hammer and hit him in the face. Not you personally, but the Juggalos. But I don't know too much about the Juggalos. What's good, though?
Shit, man, just chilling, playing
music. You guys are like, are you guys a worldwide now?
Out there, yeah.
No, I mean, the internet, you could have a crew and it could pick up some speed. Next thing you know, you could have members in Japan. And all over the place. Yeah, I don't know. I know very little, you know. I'm a little older than probably most of you guys, but I know a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think I've shared all I knew. I don't really have an opinion, but it doesn't matter what my opinion is anyway, right? I know that you guys are kind of hardcore. I saw a Juggalo dude. They talk like, you know, you fuck with us, we'll fuck you up. That's basically what he was saying. Like, you don't bother with us, we don't bother with you. But if you fuck with us, you don't want to fuck with us.
In a way, yeah.
So I'm not really calling to fuck with you. Just calling just to saw Juggalo. And I decided to give it a ring. In fact, I didn't even get a chance to press one yet. I was going to listen to hear what you were talking about. So you're new to BTR?
No. Actually, we've been here about maybe going on 6 years.
Oh, no, you're not new. You've been here since the beginning. Right. No, I just had never seen the show before and everything. So what are your plans with this show?
Well, I mean, as of late, you know, like, we're going to probably try to get maybe like a few more interviews going on. I mean, you know, like we've had a ton of interviews in the past, such as Ice-T, Guar.
Who's the second name you mentioned?
Guar.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I thought you said Nandujar. That's like the little guy that interviews all the people.
No, Guar is actually a metal band. Yeah, you know, that's more from like the 80s and stuff like that. I'm not really what's going on and everything. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm old enough to know them. I know of Ice-T. I grew up in Los Angeles.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
what's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on?
Honestly, I'm not too sure at the moment.
You're not too sure.
So where do they have that Juggalo concert where they throw shit at people if they don't like them? And I know it's a pretty big deal. It happens
They pretty much do that at every concert that they do.
Okay.
So it's kind of their thing, you know what I'm saying? They get truck loads of Faygo, and then they just spray it all over the crowd.
What's Faygo?
It's a pop.
It's a pop. Faygo soda.
Yeah.
So, I don't know much. I just know a little bit. So, you know, don't go hard on me just for being an older dude that's just trying to figure this shit out a little bit. I know the Insane Clown Posse, excuse me. That they had like problems. They have problems with Eminem. So is Eminem like an enemy? Eminem's rhymes. Not really.
Yeah, they were. They were having a, you know.
Nah,
beef
shit got
back
major over his girl, over Kim. Kim was like, didn't he get a case behind that? He pulled out a gun on one of them or something. This was some years ago.
Yeah. Something like that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember reading about that. So does that make the Juggalos, or is that old shit? Are you like enemies with the Eminem stands?
Well, a lot of people like to stand behind that, but us on the other hand, we actually like Eminem.
Yeah, we do.
All right, I mean, he's talented.
Yeah. Talented.
I mean, I would say he'd be the best rapper out there, I mean, but that's just me.
He's definitely up there. Nobody's really as sophisticated with the wordplay. The shit he does is amazing. Especially, I mean, some of his topics are gory and weird as shit. And you wonder what the fuck he was going through. But that's, in fact, I was listening to Eminem today. I was listening to this cut, this 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Man, the beat on that is just so fucking nasty. And if you listen to the way that he rhymes, you know how hard that shit is to do?
I would believe it'd be pretty hard.
Yeah, it's complex, man. That's some hardcore heavy duty poetry going on. You know, the rhyme patterns and the schemes and to get it to fit within the music, that shit's not easy to do. I mean, look at Ice-T. Ice-T's, you know, doing TV shows.
I
know more about the Juggalo. I think I gave you everything that I knew, but that's just based on my memory too. And I know that you guys fight. You guys fight with the Hacker Crew, and I haven't figured this part out. The Bill Wagner people; those are like your enemies now, right? I must sound like the damn police calling you, like giving all this information.
Who the fuck is Bill Wagner? Who the hell is that?
He's some little midget dude. He's some little midget dude with the deep voice who was on Blog Talk Radio, that who's a spam king, who's not very sophisticated. You know, he's not very sophisticated, and he's really nobody.
Well, maybe that's why we don't know him.
Yeah, he's really nobody.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, he's really nobody. He's really nobody, and I don't know how he got a crew or whatever the heck. He says he's not behind. He's not responsible. But I know that I saw YouTube's. And the Juggalo dude was like, yeah, let me tell you something, Bill Wagner crew. You know, you can hide behind this computer forever, but one day we're going to see you. So,
yeah, I highly doubt that.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. The whole thing, when you look at it, you're like, wow, internet shit and internet gangsters and real life tough guys, they don't mix.
But speaking of tough guys, so you know, the Olympics are going on in Russia right now, right?
Right.
So the opening ceremonies, the fifth ring didn't open, okay? And so the person that was responsible for that was found stabbed to death.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, don't fuck up. I think the Juggalos are hard.
Yeah, teach him to fuck up.
Try fucking
right?
around with the communists. We're not playing that shit. We'll fuck you up. You fuck up. You did what? You didn't hit the switch? It's a good thing they didn't have the Super Bowl last year in Russia, huh?
Yeah, like
what?
A lot
you had
of
a blackout? Fucking shoot them all.
There was a lot of people dying in Russia now for this Olympics. It's pretty nuts.
Apparently, Sochi's a real fucked up place to live, and they're making it look like it's something nice, like a winter wonderland.
Man, it sure ain't nice, man. Everybody keeps dying. Like they killed a bunch of animals just to have this out there.
Yeah, and they've got a bunch of stray dogs, and apparently they rounded the stray dogs up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, well. And then they got it out for the gays.
They got it out for everybody, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean.
Oh, well, man. All the damn countries are over there. Oh, well. A lot of people going to be dying, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess they want to give a good impression, but...
Well, they're failing on that part.
Huh? Well, you shouldn't have fucked up with the light. We warned you, don't fuck up with the lights. Hey, listen, you're going to be in charge of the lights on the rings, and just trust me, you don't want to fuck up. Guy fucked up. He knew he had it coming. And you know what I can imagine? I can imagine what happened. That he got into an argument with somebody about how come it didn't work out, and the argument went out of hand, and somebody stabbed him. But
no,
I haven't heard that.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. But football season's over, and tomorrow I'm just wondering what to do. I used to attend services at the church at the NFL on a regular basis.
I guess you can.
So where are you guys from? Juggalos are nationwide, worldwide, or they're all based from Detroit, where Insane Clown Posse's from.
Yeah, we're all from Detroit.
You're just telling me that? I could tell like it's kind of like you're like bullshitting. I know you guys can't be, all from Detroit because you're on the internet. When you're on the internet, everybody's from everywhere.
Exactly. If we were all in Detroit, what the hell do we need the internet for?
What the fuck? Exactly. I guess it started in Detroit, but I guess, you know, the internet spread it all around. So basically what you guys are, you're the friends and family and support group and the eternal fans. That just makes the Insane Clown Posse like some cult group that's going to be around forever and performing when they're 70, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
Did you just compare us to, like,
well, fuck,
drag
I'm
queens?
Doing it in a nice way. Don't come fuck me up.
Man, you just compared us to drag queens. Very serious?
Not really. I kind of compared the concept of having perennial fans that are down with you forever.
But yes, we will be around forever. Yes.
All right. Well, good. What's the Insane Clown Posse's like? Number one songs. Can you play one for me if you don't mind?
Yeah, we can do that.
Hit him with something, Havoc.
Hit me something Love heavy.
But, Down with the Clown.
This one goes out to the ninja. This big job's in Carnival of Party. Now fuck that. This dog beat. Now fuck that. This big, big clown motherfucker.
How long do the Jackalos be down with me? How long do they forget me? Check it out.
Oh.
What if I threw another fucking head? And his name was Violent Ed. And he headbutt me. Every time I cussed, I would need two microphones when I bust. Would you show me love even with another head? Or would you be like, fuck you and me? Or what if I stoned out like a bitch and took the makeup off and we talked? Called myself Detroit Southwest Lover and put my ugly ass face on the album cover. Went R&B top 10 hits and we had Jodeci singing all over our shit. Fuck that though, yo, I'm a juggalo, so don't forget me like you did with my new dog. I got problems, I'm haunted by a carnival. I can finally tell a doctor, but what for? I
said I could page you.
No, no. You misunderstood me. I said, fuck you. Nobody cares if you're dead or alive, so go fuck yourself.
Bitch.
Okay, call me later. Bye.
And we're back.
I'm digging it, dude. I give it a good 8.5. It kind of has a Cypress Hill type feel to it, and the melody, the little funky little groove melody, reminds me kind of like a 1991 Ice Cube type of the beat, that the insane clown posse, man. Where the fuck have I been? Doom.
Oh, cool. I mean,
I'm not about to join up and go get a tattoo and dedicate my life and give you guys any money, but the music is actually pretty cool. What year did that one come out?
Like about what, 95,
96?
Yeah,
it had an older.
Yeah.
Had a little
pretty,
old,
pretty
had
long
little,
time
had,
ago.
Had a little older sound to it, but they're lyrical and the music is melodic. It's got a beat to it. Duh.
Yeah, well, nowadays it's only so-so.
Well, I guess everybody's a little bit watered down, but they've got you guys, so they don't have to worry about much if they never got another fan ever, right?
Man, they got tons of fans. They ain't got to worry about that.
Right. So that means they can tour.
Yeah,
they're
still touring, yeah. They're still touring.
They stay touring. So did they ever patch it up with Eminem? Or they just kind of made a truce?
That pretty much was done, like, years ago. But, like, his latest album, Eminem's, he actually mentions them a few times. But actually giving props to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, at the end of the day, I guess they share some fans that aren't as dedicated on either side. And they're both
I'm sure it's still, like, fuck you type shit. But, like, it's whatever.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, white trash from Detroit has to sit together. I mean that in the nicest way. They've got common origins. Got a lot in common with each other. More in common than not in common.
Yeah.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I say it's going to come from some.
Do they have a live band? It sounds like they had a band. Sounds like that. That sounds like real music.
They usually just have a DJ.
Okay, so they're strictly hip hop.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean they're real hip hop.
Let's see. How about we go with "Burning Up" off of Hell's Pit?
Burning up.
All walks of life up in the air tonight, baby. This bitch Rochelle fucked down her boyfriend in her boyfriend's bed, and crazy Carlos smacked his baby mama off in the head, and Jonathan beat his son like his daddy beat him, but swore he'd never do nobody like his daddy did him, and then Sandra used her pussy hole to get to the top, and baby D he shot somebody, it went bad from the drop, and then Diane worked at a hospital, took care of old souls, she was abusive, her afterlife sees no gold rose, and Mr. Richard was a rich, he fell up owing every penny, everyone around him hungry, but he never gave him any, and his Stephen was a businessman, an educated citizen, at the top pornography of children in his laptop, take your spot and hang out cause it's crowded in hell, you in the belly of the beast, now it was heaven and hell, and don't try to make no friends cause don't nobody got no tongues, if the witch look your way, somehow it crushes your lungs. The boss man calling out shots till he caught one, then everything stops, the floor drops as he's screaming and falling, we see our pointers was the ball, and when eternity is calling, agony will be appalling, don't cry for the dead cause they cry for you, because we laugh about an aftermath but they know how true, and listen, ain't no fucking body getting it worse than you and me, and ain't nobody getting it worse than you and me, and we will see a pterodactyl swoop through
through the caverns of hell and carry two unfortunates off to the ogre cell. And ain't no cards playing cards, ain't no uniform needed. You the only one around but naked, bloody and bleeding with seven demons in you. Yeah, got you believing you're heaving. Talk you into pulling out your own intestines to get even. You were born with the shine, but you lost it down the line. You fuck life up and you can't rewind. Fuck what you telling me? The witch keeps telling me. Judge Shaw was a judge, snake holes are his eyes. There go another judge, somebody despised. And there go so many judges, the judges in hell. So many fucking judges in hell, they bludgeon and well. Fat Pat, like his daddy, was a bigot pulling duty. He can tell it to them gargoyles fucking on his booty. And Shauna like money, but must look it for love. Now when the witch's ring spread, she give him head and look above. Black Sunday's Armageddon, maggots and race. Hell's Pit got some fire for you faggots with hate. Eddie Burrow hit his wife and put a tooth in his knuckle. Later on he lost his life in a scuffle, now he in trouble. You was a rebel, you nobody no more. To the devil on the double you go. Ain't no level to the trouble you know. And eternity goes, and eternity goes. Fuck what you telling me?
We're burning up.
The witch keeps telling me.
We're burning up.
And we're back, and he left. I guess he didn't like that track.
I guess it got a little too wicked.
I guess so.
I don't fucking know, man. What the hell was it?
What if I know? Dude just came out of nowhere.
It probably was that dude that he was talking about.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, look, there's that Power Rangers movie.
Which one?
The Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, well, which one? There's like a... There's a first
with,
one?
With ooze.
Okay, yeah, the first one. Yeah, you got that one, and you got, the movie for Power Rangers Turbo.
There goes some backyard wrestling tapes. Do they still make these tapes?
Don't know.
Well, not necessarily tapes, but DVDs.
It did.
Oh, no shit.
But I haven't seen anything about it in a good long while.
That's the type of shit that they should incorporate into WWE.
A backyard wrestling?
Like bitches getting naked and then hardcore matches.
Agreed.
All we get is John Cena.
Yeah. Unfortunately. That's all we get.
Yeah. Every time it's on.
Yep. Oh, time to touch you. Now what the fuck I gotta do?
What?
Oh. Okay, let's go this way to find the fucking statue. Man, I thought that was a statue.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm playing fucking Bioshock.
Jeez. How fucking old is this tape?
Oops. I don't know.
1987. Never even heard of it.
On the embryos.
Have you ever heard of tuber?
The fuck?
I guess that's how you say it. T-O-B-O-R.
No.
The Eighth Man. Apparently it's a cartoon.
Sounds retarded.
And I got a tape here. It's Ninja Turtles. April Foolish.
Ah, I remember that one.
Apparently it's from the Kids Club.
Yay, it was.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Go to Monument Island.
No.
I have to go this way. Hello. Go to Monument Island. Find the girl.
How about we go to a song?
Yeah, sounds good. But, since we've already played, like, what, 2 fucking ITV tracks already?
Why don't we play some Twisted Afraid of Me?
Sounds good. There we go.
Nothing you can do to me lately. Now I'm greatly accepted in the mind, so I'm confused and intertwined from being rejected so many times. I wanna leave it all behind. So kind of you to pick up the album and give it a try for once, and run and tell your homies that these motherfuckers are die for us. So many questions, fingers pointing for answers, suggesting that I'm the cancer that lingers beside the pasture with green grass. Hooked to my neck in situations it's too fast to think about, and most people can't dream about. 100 million miles in every single second, and every time you hear this record, I want you to feel me on every sentence. Reminisce from descendants of past treasures, we'll embark on a journey that'll stay alive forever. That's how we're staying over on my side of the fence, regardless of the circumstances or the consequence.
I'm so
my mind's not in proper working order, we're in therapy. Deranged, confused, and mentally abused. Life's been hanging on the street, so what the fuck I got to lose? And what the fuck I got to prove to you? If you don't know me by now, you'll never know me. You can put that on my real homies. I got problems
with society and living today. Never relied on my sanity, I threw it away to become the maniac that's got your attention today.
I'm so gifted, it never occurred to me. I'm so forgiven, all because of my belief. I'm nobody that you ever want to be, cause I know that the world is afraid of me. I'm so gifted, and it never occurred to me. I'm so forgiven, all because of my belief. I'm nobody that you ever want to be, cause I know that the world is afraid of me.
Can you keep a secret? Well, I'm afraid of the world because they want me to die. Can you believe it? But I'm still alive and been floating since 95 with my chin held high. But I'm so dead inside that the problems just roll up on my back into a pile because it's just a bunch of shit that I can't deal with right now. And I'm tired of always guessing and messing it up again. And the next day it's even deeper and I'm steady sinking in.
I took a look at myself and came to grips with what I found. It was a vision of a child disturbed and broke down. No soul, no heart, cause I gave it away. No time for feeling sorry, I'll grieve another day. And all those tears are stored in storm clouds that hover above me and cover the ugly. Continue to haunt me when I was feeling low. That's the same reason I hold on and never let go.
I'm so gifted and it never occurred to me. I'm so forgiven all because of my belief. I'm nobody that you ever want to be, cause I know that the world is afraid of me. I'm so gifted and it never occurred to me. I'm so forgiven all because of my belief. I'm cold, forgiven, no, because of my belief. I'm nobody that you ever want to be, cause I know that the world is afraid of me.
And we are back. And this game is fucking weird.
Jeez, you already don't like it.
Yeah. Weird though, man, because they got to try to tell me, check with the vendors and shit like that, but the. Yeah, it's not helping me.
The vendors?
Yeah, they get fucking past the fucking ticket dude.
The ticket dude? You're, what, are you going to see a movie?
I gotta find my way to, we're suggesting equip press L1 to make a machine friendly to you. Oh, okay.
Whatever you say.
Now where the fuck do I go?
Crazy.
Well, I've already been crazy.
Crazy? I was crazy once. Fuck you.
Hey, how'd you cure it?
Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a dungeon. It was cold. I died. They buried me.
Did you have fun?
You know, this is just an ongoing thing, right? You know, kind of like the Lamb Chop song.
I think so.
This is the song that doesn't
oh, end. Oh, no, that.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
And that's
it. Started singing it, not knowing.
Drama in the DET, it's kinda hard putting trimmings on my Christmas tree, but I, somehow, someway, keep coming up with fresh air pencil just to drizzle on the way. May I wrap another gift so that I can sleep?
sneak up in your house in the bedroom. Everybody tripping, roasting chestnuts, waiting on Santa to come. I got Blaze in the living room, drinking eggnog. Jamie's in the kitchen and he's rolling the bomb. I got little Eric Coda dressed up like an elf, and all he keeps saying is,
don't fuck yourself.
So, turn off the lights and close the door.
Man, for what?
Santa Claus, ho. And we gon' blow an ounce with him. Cheese up, hoes up, I got Santa Claus high as shit.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Mixing eggnog and gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't shipped in. Well, I called up Blaze, told him cop a dime. He said him and anybody coming through at night. See, everything is fine, cause I'm feeling on Christmas Eve. And I'm standing right next to the Christmas tree. See, the blinking lights make me sick, but I always decorate every year for St. Nick. So it ain't no chance he gon' pass me up. Got some cocoa in a cup and some hydro in a blunt that I'ma smoke with Santa Claus. Get him all shit-faced till the break of dawn and watch him fly off in the night. Hey, thanks for the presents, hope you make it home alright. Before we left, he said,
hey, listen, bro, you're the first time by me and I got a billion more to go.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Later on Christmas Day, my homie Violet J came through with a gift for me, and it's a dope-ass fruitcake. And a fat-ass toy on the blue cockpit, made me joke with some fun. Ain't no joke, man, it's take a step back, set my egg knocked out. Socket rub, make cockpit, man, I'm fucked up now.
Yeah,
but ain't nobody clap for presents on rap. It's take a stop through with a 40 in a
stack.
Smoke with Santa, drink with the L's. They supposed to stop by at a 12:30.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
Eggnog.
With my mind on my presents and my presents on my mind.
Sitting by the tree, sipping eggnog, waiting on Christmas gifts.
And we're back.
You know, I really don't appreciate you cutting me off while I'm singing.
Hold to execute. Okay.
Hold to execute. Man, I trade this damn game in except my dog ate the case. I just never fucking listening anyway.
And I'm trying to kill this motherfucker. Man, this is definitely a weird game, but what were you saying?
Nothing, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know, man. I'm not liking this game too much.
Well, there's another game down the drain. Jeez, man, look at that. Look at all them fucking wrestling games. SmackDown, just bring it. SmackDown, shut your mouth. SmackDown, here comes the pain. SmackDown versus Raw. SmackDown versus Raw, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. I got 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. Except that's for different systems. So.
Yeah, it's more like WWE 2013, 2012, 2014.
Yeah, look at all them SmackDown games, though.
Are they in good condition?
Yes.
Good, sell them.
Damn right, sell them.
Do you even have a PS2 anymore?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Okay, well then there you go.
I just don't play because I got a PS3.
That makes sense.
Wonder how much these Fast and the Furious movies are going to be worth since Paul Walker is no longer alive.
But they might go for a shitload of money now. Now that he's dead.
Yeah, give it a couple years. Got a bunch bunch of fucking movies I don't even fucking watch.
Man, I got the same thing. I don't know. I mean, I'd sell them, but there's no place to sell them at.
Man, I'd sell them, but I'd only get a dollar. Because they sell most of these movies for like $5 or less.
Damn.
Yeah. Speaking of Resident Evil, man, I still need to see that other one. What the hell was the name of the last one?
Retribution.
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still need to see that one.
I have it.
What was the one before that?
Afterlife.
No, that's with that hot chick, right?
Yeah.
The, the shower and whatnot.
Yeah.
Fighting that big-ass monster. Whatever the fuck that is.
Okay,
look,
now
I even got a PlayStation memory card.
Oh, fuck.
How about that?
Probably not worth anything.
Probably not. Although I did see the place down here, they actually had the, what was that game? WCW NWO Revenge.
Yeah.
I used to have the WCW games, but I sold them. Like, what was that, WCW Thunder? That was a good game. Or was it WCW NWO something?
Yeah, something.
The one where you can make, like, everybody be a certain group, like the NWO or, like, the Flock. Four Horsemen and shit like it.
Yeah.
That was a good wrestling game.
There he is. The boss.
Speaking of which, I wonder if they actually have those on the PlayStation 3 to download. Since they happen to have PS2 games on there, you can download.
Yeah, possibly.
Which is bullshit. They should just let me play my PS2 games on the system. But no, that's too easy.
Yeah, they don't like doing that. Come on, bring it, motherfucker.
Bring it, bitch.
There's one more cop, dude. Or whatever the fuck that thing is supposed to be.
I do rather enjoy every time I ask a question on Facebook and nobody answers me.
Yeah, right?
Meanwhile, most of these damn people on my list are probably rappers, and they have microphones. So they should probably throw their 2 cents in on what a decent microphone would be for them.
Yeah. press something.
Although I thought it was pretty crazy that this dude posted up a picture of the CD that he found today, and it was Supervillains. For $5. It's a good fucking deal.
Yeah, it is. Search corpse. Nothing.
Oh, how I love Havoc doesn't listen to me.
I'm listening.
No, you're not. I'm fucking playing dumb with me. Well, why don't we listen to another song since you're wrapped up in another video game?
But I'm going to sell this game. It sucks. Damn it, Monica Lee, you lied to me. This was a good game.
You know, not everybody likes the same things.
Yeah, I know this. But here we go, Tech 9. Careful, Lou.
It's like the ultimate water flavor, baby, you're nothing.
Yeah.
Two cups to get a hot and out of a close, you're nothing. Caribou Lou, it's like
one whiskey, one rum.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come out of a Sherman Ray Hill. Don't stop till the cops come.
Half a bottle of 151, off in a jug, one cup of Malibu rum, baby that's what's up, then you fill the rest of the jug with pineapple juice and it's cracking. The only defect is waking up like what happened. I like red light parties and fed right bodies who like red light dolly and head right toddies at night. Era bouquet, Ule, terrible day, you pay the liquor sotella with no hera to pay. Touche, get the party jumping, keep the hotties humping. I like them thick and juicy, so don't Pilate nothing. Drinking too much, Lou, you might be karate punching. Or at the back of the club attending the naughty luncheon. Satin Kool-Aid gives you hella 151. November dogs, so run, kitty, run. We gon' drink it until we dumb, diddy, dumb, bum, biddy, bum. Here Kansas City comes, so give me some.
151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and Raytel. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and Raytel. Don't stop till the cops come.
I see double, I see triple, might be trouble, might see pistols. We ain't tryna hear you haters sucking on stickles. We living it up in truth. One to your maid, bro, until your day go. Why I'm the one to drink you under the table.
And all the ladies I will do in time. Once you become a member of my drinking club, you will buy
Tech 9. Trying to tell her, truly get nudie. Yes, I even do L words. And they fruity bazooty, like to drink it and yell slurs at the movies. If I'm heated, I'm off to get a caribou to cool me. By Tech Nizzle and T-Wizzle, one high day we mix it up and then I say we treat caribizzle like I, lady. Originated in Kansas City, Missouri since 1995, baby.
151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come.
Starbender, I need a brother nink. Release Caribou when a party is utter kink. Insane manny, keep them coming then I'll remain zany. Cause I say baby, I'm trying to make you my main dame. For the rest of the night, girl, you're sexy, you're tight. Come to Weak House, I see these shock reflex in your right. Groupies at 12 o'clock, man, I crawl, I go.
Yeah, I'll recruit them,
but I bet not crap, that's all I know. Yep, in my white tee and Nikes, you might sight me slightly. Hyphen, might see dry heaves. Die, we shall not need IVs beside me, side me.
Tech, huh? You're not making any sense.
I might make a one, I thought, wing, I prada. But once I get up on the mic and do my thing, I gotta.
Tech.
Hey, better, I thought, wing, I better. He can it, so wing a batter.
151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. We gon' party till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all numb. Make baby girl come, out of a shell and raise hell. Don't stop till the cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu,
get them all now. Make baby girl come. Got up a shell and rave now. We gon' party till they cops come. 151 rum, pineapple juice and Malibu, Caribou, get them all now. Make baby girl come. Got up a shell and rave now. Don't stop till the cops come.
Not yet.
And we are back. Oh, dead.
Why don't you tell me what to do?
What happened is I just got my ass killed.
So after completing The Walking Dead yesterday, I now actually have two games that are completely 100% done with trophies. It's mainly just because they were the easiest games possible. Like WWE 2K14, easy ass shit. The Walking Dead, all I had to do was play the entire game.
Yeah, I don't know.
They give you an extra episode on there, and none of that really has to do with any of that shit. Yeah, they just give you a bunch of random stories of people.
Well, that seems helpful.
Not really. I mean, like, the one dude, he's on his way to jail and shit, then some zombies attack and shit on the bus that they're on, and then you have to shoot one of the dudes in the leg.
What the fuck?
And then that's pretty much all of that story. So, these stories on here have nothing to do with the rest of the game.
Man, I believe it.
But I do rather enjoy the story of the game, though. But I just don't like that they only give you 2 seconds to decide what you want to fucking say. Because, you know, you don't even read all the options. You just kind of skim through one of them or something. Yeah, that's, okay, I'll click on one.
Man, it's not sounds like this game here.
But it's definitely not a kid game.
I don't think it ever was.
There's a lot of swearing on her.
Man,
and like that's the type of person that they need on The Walking Dead. They just need some like hood ass black dude. Because that's what this dude was on this game. Like, that's what they need on the actual Walking Dead show. Somebody like that. But instead, they just get them black dudes on there, just like, dumb as hell, and then they end up dying.
Wow. Yeah. Must not sound like this game a little bit. Fucking dying for no apparent fucking reason.
What? You just randomly die?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this game don't like me.
What the hell are you supposed to do exactly?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me. I'm just dying like a motherfucker.
It doesn't tell you what you have to do? Like, at all?
No. I mean, if I knew better what I had to do with this game, I could do it.
Sounds kind of boring, like that that game Dead Space.
It's almost just as boring as that game.
Because I was watching this dude play that one time, and it was pretty fucking boring.
Yes. There's nothing like that game. I am low on salt. Good.
You're low on salt? Well, so is my city.
So where the fuck am I supposed to go then? Because I have no idea. Like, this game is so confusing, man. Like, you have no idea.
No, I don't. Is your person on fire by chance?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Because that's usually how people scream when they're on fire.
Yeah, but I just think they're shooting fucking fireballs at me. Horrible game.
Wait. Now somebody's shooting fireballs.
Yeah.
Which brings me next to my next thing. So I hear wherever that was, 16 people died by lava balls.
What the fuck?
A volcano was going crazy or whatever. Shoot out lava and shit, and it killed 16 people.
Damn. This is a horrible game. You can't win worth shit. That's the music from the damn game.
What does that sound like? That sounds like somebody's like music or something.
It's like a fucking old time music.
No, it sounds like a wrestler's theme music or some shit.
I don't remember any fucking wrestler having this theme.
Something that sounded like this.
I don't know. I don't know anybody who ever had that theme.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
I can't either.
It was just the music, that's all.
Yeah. This motherfucker is nuts.
Yes.
So inspired by the music that inspires you guys and all the artists you have on this program. So I didn't know, and I got to tell you, I could have given a rat's ass. With all due respect to my wonderful supporters and consumers out there, I play for me. I want to make this noise. That's why I've always been surrounded by the greatest musicians, because they know that it's about the music.
Well, that's the way it always should be. I mean, and if you set out to become a rock star, they say, I'm going to be a rock star, they never get there.
Well, there are a few that have, Bon Jovi, but I got to tell you, and God bless them, I'm not knocking Bon. I mean, John.
He wrote a song about your record.
We wrote a song.
That's wonderful. How about we hear another song?
I think it is wonderful musical vision.
Sounds good.
But the guys I started collaborating with, it had nothing to do with chips.
I say we go with.
To do with, can we make this as tight as Jamie Brown makes it? Can we make this as intense as Johnny B. Goode? Can we take what the Howlin' Wolf dirty down?
How many people want to kick some ass? Up in the suburbs, nothing there ever went wrong. I made it up in this song. I talk about the hood. I say stuff like it's all good. Tell people I'm down with all the cool kids downtown. When I've never even been there. How many people wanna kick some ass? You can't rap. Loosen that strap a little more till your axe hits the floor. Flip off your fans, make them cheer. Try to look sincere. Anger's today's fashion, so sing another song about fashion. Someone head in. How many people wanna kick some ass?
Just do 40.
It was in the alcohol 70s when everybody was doing it. I discovered this when I was a little boy, and it's worked perfectly ever since. So you're going to convince me to participate in conduct that causes drool, vomiting, and death. Oh, yeah, here, pass the ice pick. I'll stab myself in the dick.
In other words, he refuses to do drugs or alcohol.
All right, then.
I mean, you got to be a chimp. You got to be literally a soulless sheep. Let me sing the national anthem for all the drug users out there.
He's not fucking bleeding like a sheep. For all the fucking drug users. That's every fucking drug user's new fucking national anthem.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
See a new movie next month by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Oh, sorry. Go to my Facebook and see the salute and the heartwarming, loving tribute I did to him and all the other gifted masters who fell for the big lie that destroying your sense of awareness and your sense of aliveness is somehow beneficial. Is it during the puke, after the puke, or at the funeral? You. Your vice was women. That wasn't a vice. That was actually an attribute. Well, you call it a vice. We're thinking about apologizing for having all those beautiful girlfriends. Are you kidding? Have you seen Mrs. Nugent? I earned that.
You put up some good numbers. You think he had Hall of Fame numbers?
I haven't seen those statistics, but let me tell you, I love that metal show, and I hold nothing back. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, right now on my scrotum are two electronic dog training collars. Mrs. Nugent is watching this show, and if I step over the line, I got a fried ball. So all I can tell you is I just celebrated 25 years of
motherfucking nuts. Ted motherfucking Nugent, that dude's just fucking nuts.
So the shopping trip had nothing to do with
Nugent. Like anybody gives a fuck.
You are fast on the fretboard, but you got to be even faster in our lightning round of questions.
Yes, sir.
Something we call, put it on the table. First question, if you could be in any other band, what band would it be, and what would you play?
You know, if I could have been the guitar player in James Brown's famous...
That's funny. That's good. He said that he likes Bruno Mars, too.
Of course he did.
That's right.
What's the one song you wish you wrote?
I can't drive 55.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't. Sammy Hager, you ripped it off. That's my song. I actually channeled that through you because I drive faster than he does in the parking lot.
Okay.
Great man. He knows that I'm faster.
He knows that El Camino.
You've answered this, but what was the first song you ever learned how to play? Ramrod, I think, by the band Ramrod. And I'll grab one of Who's guitars later on and show you. It's a grinding bass track.
Ramrod? Ain't that the name of the Super Troopers?
No, it's actually the name of a band.
I heard the song, I watched the
Ramrod! Ball. You forgot to say it.
You ran a few rods in your day, son.
What are you
going to
do? So, Ted, what's your favorite new group?
You know, you're all going to get pissed off here. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for the big, You ready?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. He's got that James Brown thing. His band must practice their ass off. Now, that's not my favorite music, per se. But I like it a little bit grindier and dirty. I'll more guitars. But the energy and the tightness of what those guys, especially with this incredible band, the Chili Peppers, that we saw at the Super Bowl get down. I love bands with...
Yeah, speaking of which, they performed with an audio track. Their instruments weren't even plugged in. Yeah. Yeah, how about that for some Chili Peppers?
Man, that was funny as all hell to see.
Because they pointed it out, and then he even admitted that he was playing the guitar or whatever without, you know, it being plugged in.
Wow.
And I don't know, it's not a new band, but the Green Day guys, they play so tight. And I've come to really appreciate what Metallica represents and Queensryche and so many bands that I never really listened to a lot, but they're so dedicated to their craft. That turns me on more than whether I like that song or not.
Well, we got to talk more about your new CD and DVD combo.
Let's get past commercials.
That didn't sound like a commercial.
No, that was a play into the commercials.
From your favorite to your least favorite.
This is impossible. You know that, though.
Yeah.
This week's
it's not about
the album. It's about the song. I mean, on this.
Let's go to the track. I got to take a piss.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's so round. It's, like, out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. The jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines and flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell
fellas,
yeah.
Shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
LA with the open
is my scandal. I want to get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X showdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby
And we're back.
Yeah. Shout out to Sony on that song, I'm saying.
Not the drums. Before we go, we're honored to have with us tonight Art Garfunkel, right up there on the top there.
Yeah, and shout out to Ghetto, the ICP for not doing a fucking cover.
What?
Do you remember, man, doing that like one episode of ICP Theater where fucking Jay and Shaq wanted to do a cover of fucking Baby Got Back?
Yeah, that was definitely not a good idea.
Yeah. So shout out to them for not doing a cover.
There's still time.
No, there's no time for that. I hate to use this word, but ain't no one got time for that.
That's more than one word.
Well, fuck it. Still, ain't no one got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Look good.
Best, how about the fact that fucking Darren Young ended up attacking fucking Tess O'Neal last night? The fucking Tess O'Neal ended up in the fucking fetal position, scared of the motherfucker.
Why?
Because of the fact fucking Darren Young went nuts on him.
He was afraid he was gonna get raped.
Probably.
Extravaganza, and let's just face it, Ted, your strengths are rocking, hunting, and killing. Eddie here, his strength is useless tricks.
Oh, is this the part where we hump the trunk?
That's it! I thought it was hump the trunk.
Time to stomp the trunk, motherfucker!
Tell me they're
going to
cut that out
now.
No.
It's
got to
stay in. I got my neck on my tension.
Is that what your name?
Shivali.
That's a short bitch.
What's your question, Freddie? Surely is. You looking in the mirror again.
So around 1974, Tooth Fang and Co album.
Oh, that's easy. That predates me a little bit, man.
In your youth, Eddie. In your youth.
Holy shit.
Before
what?
You were listening to my albums in the
fucking
world.
Jessica Negri, man, is one sexy fucking short song.
There's a lot.
What, she got new shit up? Yay!
Very song. Yeah.
Good
God.
Yeah, damn.
It's a Kramer, too.
Aw, but it's not for sale, though, yet.
The night you were conceived.
I didn't say it was for sale.
Give it to me, I don't know. Mabel.
Mabel, why can't you be true?
Yeah, she definitely wants sex with Charizard. Oh, no, she's not. Oh, yeah, wait. Okay, yeah, she's a Charizard, I think.
Is that Charizard, or is that that? What the hell is the second one?
But I think it might be Dragonite.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, jeez.
No, it's Charizard. Well, I was right. Fuck you and your whatever the hell you just said.
I said Dragonite.
Yeah, fuck that. It's definitely Charizard, because that's what this says right here.
I will just try to name four covers, and then...
You need one of them.
That's not cool,
man. Come out in America?
But that needs to go up for sale. She needs to put my fucking Houndoom and fucking Slope and... Slowbro back up on there.
Where the hell did they go?
Well, unfortunately, she's,
I know. Well, at least I'm thinking good songs right now.
She's fucking working on more shit to, you know, put up on her, for sale.
Man, this person's name is really not so Slim Shady.
What the fuck?
You can't be expected to know that kind of detail.
Thank you, Ted.
That's mean and cruel.
Thank you, Ted. Ted,
shoot that line out, Jennifer.
To get a book that I'll never read.
Yeah, who are you kidding, man? You can read that.
I'm sorry. Big Oprah.
Yeah, little Oprah. Little Oprah.
All right, so that, yeah, because this cheap and serve you then, if you're going to give it to everybody that did stump you.
All right, she got it. She got the first one.
All right, what was that first one?
And Eddie Redmayne. All
right, then something else.
There, too.
You're going to get Eddie Trunk Volume 1. Keep digging.
Oh, the shirt! What
oh, it's
shirt?
Eddie Trunk shirt. This is beautiful. Nice.
But that shirt's definitely not going for her. It's going to be way too big on her.
You can wear Eddie to bed now.
Every night.
Nice.
Thank you.
And when everybody leaves tonight, you all get a free machine gun. What's your name?
Brian Fairley.
Hey, Brian. Hey,
Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you,
man?
Still on,
buddy.
Listen,
Ted Nugent appeared in what 80s hit TV show?
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, wait, I think I got this one. And I don't know if you were wearing pastel or not.
I was
Miami Vice.
I was
Miami Vice. Very good.
Man, that is a fucking throwback for a fucking show. Miami Vice.
They made it into a movie just a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think it was Puce.
Yeah.
Eddie, I don't know how this one got in here. This is actually from Ted's wife. She says, Ted, remember, Eddie isn't the type of bear you hunt. He's the type of bear that wears leather chaps and plays with other bears.
Thank you, Mrs. Hugin.
Okay. Now that's finally seen the rest of that. Let's go to Trek. I said we go with something random.
Crack, watch them get, yeah, I ain't talking about no
You can see in our eyes that we is tired as fuck. And you can tell by how we're walking, we're just a little drunk. You can smell what we're smoking, cause the clothes are saturated with the layer of our armor straight from the Middle Ages.
We're back, damn it. For like three more minutes.
Yay, 3 minutes.
But let's see. So are we supposed to get more snow today, or is it, cause, I don't know.
It's already snowing here.
Let's see if we're getting here.
Yay. You know what we're not getting here?
Our CDs.
Man, it's like a running joke. It's like I took $15 and I threw it in the garbage can.
Yeah, right.
It's like, alright, yeah, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I only seen one person say they actually received their CD in the mail.
Yeah, one person. Hooray.
But yet every day, man, I swear, she puts up a new song off of the CD. I think she is just fucking with us.
I think so.
I think she stole all the people's money and we're not getting CDs.
Yeah, no.
That's what I think, Whitney Payton.
Whitney. He sucks.
See, man, it's something in that name, man, because she likes to anger us, and then my cat is annoying as fuck.
Fuck your cat to do with it.
Because my cat's name is Whitney.
What the fuck? So you named it after Whitney Payton?
No, my sister actually named her Whitney. I don't know why, though. But I tend to beat her like Bobby Brown. But... That fucking cat, man, so damn annoying. Always attacking me.
I see it. Monte, suck on.
I'll give that cat to you. You got crazy cats in your house. They can all play together.
Yeah, in my ass.
Yes. Almost said you got crazy cats in your ass.
Yeah, I know. Man. Yeah, I've got crazy cats in my ass.
Wouldn't surprise me, though.
Wouldn't surprise me either.
See, Missa finally made it to the good part of the Alice in Wonderland game.
Let's see. Should I go with the Green Ranger?
The what?
Well,
you completely cut out. What the hell are you saying?
Trying to decide if I want to get the Green Ranger's Morpher or the original Ranger's Morpher.
Why don't you get them all?
Why not both?
I don't want both. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, fucking taco commercial.
But maybe I'll buy some climbing claws.
The what?
Climbing claws.
What are you planning on climbing?
Maybe a tree.
Get right.
So I've decided not to buy that scorpion costume.
Why? I thought it was Sub-Zero.
Size. One size. Usually when it says one size, fits. Okay, so
yeah,
one
we
size,
found out the hard way when you bought us seatbelt.
Yeah, this is right here. One size fits most adults. I highly doubt this thing's gonna fit me.
Well, you are not your average adult, so it is possible.
I don't know, man. My gut be sticking out the entire time. I'm like the fat version of fucking Scorpion.
Well, I've seen a fat guy version of Princess Leia, so I mean, anything's possible.
And how'd that work out for you?
It didn't.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy seeing a fat version guy of Leia?
I do believe it was in one of those videos of Jessica Negri's with some dude that was looking for her or something, and he kept showing all these different people, and that happened to be one of them. But speaking of shit like that, man, I was watching that Yes Dear show this morning, and they were at a Comic-Con thing. And the dude's like, man, I love this shit, man. It's fun to get crazy people to talk.
Yeah, right?
Because I forget who the hell he's talking to. Then he was chasing Spock.
The fuck? What was he chasing Spock for?
I don't know, because he wanted to talk to him. But yeah, man, that's what people are going to be like years from now. Because the dude's dad, he was there, and he's old as hell, and he was dressed up like fucking Superman.
Wow.
So that's going to be like Jessica Negri and all them years down the line. Old as fuck, still dressed up like she...
I lost 100 pounds
with
Metafast. I lost
40
pounds.
Me too.
No, you did. It's more like I gained 100 pounds. Damn it, Liz Katz.
Ask the average Joe what a black hole is. They just kind of tell you it's a thing in space that eats everything up. And that's kind of true, but not
this is definitely one of my favorite videos, because one, she looks sexy as fucking glasses. Two, I love those tits.
So strong that everything, including light.
Those tits are definitely black holes.
Black holes?
Yeah.
Teacher, I'd probably pay attention.
I probably would too. But more along the lines of her tits than her.
No, Abby, don't be a pervert.
How she knows all this shit, though.
It's Google. Amazing thing is, it's not. Thanks again for listening about black holes. I know a lot of you, especially my audience, is a smarter audience and probably knows all this, but
yeah, no.
The average Joe does not. You should. You learned this in school, but it's amazing what.
Okay, let's find another one.
There's another one?
Now, but I'm going back to never ask a girl her buck size, just because of the fact it's her. Talking about her tits.
Hey guys, this is Tess, and I'm not going to talk to you about something that irks me a wee bit when people ask
me. A wee bit.
A wee bit?
What the fuck?
Now, that's me,
a wee bit.
Banjo Kazooie. Holy shit.
Anyway, it's kind of consistent of me asking, what's your nose size? It's just kind of an odd question. It's a personal
question. Yeah, Ghetto, what's your nose size?
It's my nose size. I'm big as fuck.
What's your body size? What's your underwear do you wear? What's your eye doctor prescription? I mean, it's just things that are kind of more personal information. That just
maybe she can answer this question.
Fitting something to me.
What question?
I believe many of you are asking these questions.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean Liz Katz. Well, maybe she can too. Does she know why in Alice in Wonderland you have to collect teeth?
Ask her.
Enjoy.
She's not here. What was the question again?
Oh, no. Oh, let's go back and find out.
Hey guys, this is Pat, and I'm not going to talk to you about something that irks me a wee bit when people ask it. I just kind of find it a little inappropriate, and it's really not something you really need to know. Now, that's me is when people ask me my butt size. Now, yes, I understand, I probably shouldn't. Yes, they're usually out there, but it's just not one of those questions you should really be asking. Do you benefit from the answer? No. It doesn't enrich your life in any way. It's kind of the consistent of me asking, what's your nose size? It's just kind of an odd question. It's a personal question, too. There is no reason for me to say, what's your top size? What's your bottom size? What size underwear do you wear? What's your eye
doctor's prescription? Well, ask him what size underwear is, and that's fucking bad.
No benefit in you knowing, unless you're fitting something to me, which I don't believe many of you are who are asking these questions. So, in my actuality, my question to you who ask my bust size, is why? Why do you want to know? How is that information going to benefit you?
I mean, how else am I going to get off?
Of course.
Also, especially ones with a larger bosom, there's no reason to ask. The answer is just larger.
It's just larger.
Well,
that's not much of an answer. Let's see. Anything else that you work watching on her?
Her bosoms.
Well, besides that.
Her lips.
Well, besides that, too.
Her mind.
Well, can't really see that.
Well, what does she expect? What does she want people to say to, you know, walk up to her and be like, Damn, baby, I love your mind.
There you go. You can do that to her.
And then she'll make a video about it.
She probably will. And then you'd be famous because she made a video about it.
Like, yeah, she's talking about me. Fucking black glasses.
I don't know. A lot of people very quick to point and insult you. But
are them bitches that just find gaming systems to wear on their titties?
No, you are a fake. You're supposed to see what? Oh, she's a fake nerd. She's a big attention whore. Pick it up, hot seat. Makes me feel like, for the first time, and it's kind of starting to get to me a little bit. Are you being silly? You're just being mean. And really, it's because I've been in the community for my entire life. I was never one of the cool kids. I always enjoyed fantasy-based gaming. I mean, I was 4 or 5 going to sex con with my dad and playing Magic the Gathering tournaments there, part of the New Jersey Historical Miniature Gaming Society, sea games, like Baldur's Gate and Landscape Tournament. We didn't sit at the cool kids lunch table by any means, and that's all way back when. Now, we, who were once a group of social rejects, are now willing to ostracize someone for no apparent reason other than, I mean, I guess.
I'm going to pause it on your tits, little kid, because I want some fucking toast and strudels.
Well, somebody is thinking about frosting type things. Damn, man. For some odd reason, I want to fuck Charizard.
Now, would that count as being bestiality?
I don't know. It's a fucking fictional character.
but it's like a dragon.
But it's like a dragon. How many dragons do you know that actually exist?
Komodo dragon?
Really? That's what you say?
That's what I say. I have to figure out what flavor I want.
Chocolate milk.
No. Don't want Boston cream pie or cinnamon roll with brown sugar.
Cinnamon roll.
Yeah, I could say the Boston cream pie for tomorrow. And
it's just gross anyway.
Actually, the Boston cream pie.
I don't like Boston cream anything.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, there we go.
Are you fighting with the toaster strudels?
Yes. I think I'm going to make all 6.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Hey, I used to do that back in the day, but I just fucking make all 6 and eat them all.
That's ridiculous. It's almost as bad as the time that you ate 40 pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Man, I get sick of eating, I get sick of eating them if I eat like 15 of them, but you ate fucking 40.
And I've got even more in the freezer.
That's crazy.
I got me a better idea. Make 2 cinnamon rolls and 2 Boston cream pies.
I thought you were going to say 2 of those and 6 of those.
I could. Or I could even mix it up. Have 2 toasted cereals and then a fucking pizza roll.
Having pizza rolls too?
No, I said I could have like 2 fucking toasted strudels and then like 4 fucking pizza rolls. Okay, first the white stuff, then the chocolate stuff.
Say the white stuff.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, see, we all know what you were talking about when you were talking about you wanted toast with strudels looking at some titties.
I mean, well, at least we know Liz Cash, if she ever has kids again. She will not be lactating. So no milk for the kid.
Did we really come to that conclusion?
Yes.
About fake breast.
Yes.
And do they get bigger when they're pregnant?
Well, that's what we still haven't gotten to yet.
I just know that I offended one person by saying that, though.
Who the fuck did you offend?
What the hell is that girl's name? Shay. Too Dope.
Oh, yeah, that bitch.
You know, like that 16-year-old girl that got pregnant?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
But for some reason, none of her shit shows up in my newsfeed, but she's still my friend.
How the fuck did that work?
I have no idea. Well, then again, nobody usually shows up in my newsfeed. Usually a bunch of random bullshit, porn videos.
Porn videos.
Cosplayer bitches.
Cosplay porn videos.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you got the famous bathroom pictures everywhere. Bitches love going in the bathroom to take pictures. They love that shit.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they really do.
The fuck, man, just randomly turned into the Karate Kid right there.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, that's more than one of me just getting up.
Damn.
Well, shit, if you want to refer to it as Karate Kid, sure.
Was like,
Let's see. 2 pounds frozen french fries.
That's a bad-ass word.
What, french fries?
No. No, this damn word and this thing are interpretation. Or something.
Well, because if a guy says french fries, then you go down to a big word.
Well, in dream, whatever the fuck this is, losing teeth represents anxiety and insecurity. That's what that's what I collect from it, especially after seeing the trailer where all our teeth fall out in a waterfall of blood.
But yeah, 2 pound. Let's see, one bag, two. Man, we even have a fucking 2 pound bag. That's 1 pound. So I need to. Then I have to modify.
Wait, why? So. Why are we talking about French fries?
Because I want to make pizza fries tomorrow. Or something.
Fuck it, I thought you were making that now too. Jeez.
I could. Sounds good. Come on, man. Fucking pizza fries sound banging right now, don't they?
Did you just say banging?
I just said banging.
That's like what I told my sister, man. She's like, so how are those beats? I was like, they go hard.
So my little toaster still out of the toaster oven.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, no. But yeah, man, don't pizza fries taste sound good though?
Yeah.
That's why I'm gonna make them tomorrow, or maybe Tuesday. As if my mother doesn't use the fucking fries in there. Yeah, I'm gonna mix up the frosting. You know, I should comment on fucking Buzz Cat videos, but I got toasted strudels, yay!
Watching your videos made me want to make toaster strudels.
Yeah, I'll tell her that too. She'll probably feel proud.
Not really.
Well, considering the fact, she's got one video where she's eating fucking Indian food. I actually wouldn't mind trying some Indian food one of these. I mean, I've had Thai food before, so time to move on to Indian. I just don't want the corn. So I think you finally figured out why you had to correct teeth in that game.
Yep, I guess.
Even though you still sound confused as fuck about it.
Yeah, I'm not like a, what the hell are those people?
retards?
Psychologist, maybe?
Oh. Those things. that have no meaning in life.
Apparently, your teeth have a important role in the human's mind. Unconsciousness.
Doesn't explain.
Losing one's, I guess that's supposed to say teeth, but it says like heat. One's teeth is a very common event in dreams, which can represent a loss of stability and mind's power, and that's exactly what is happening to Alice in the game. Therefore, recollecting teeth symbolizes the attempt to regain control and order in Alice's mind.
Interesting. That's one game I don't plan on playing, because it just sounds weird. Gotta collect the teeth. Gotta catch them all. Teeth, man.
What are you, the fucking dentist? Or we could just call you the tooth fairy.
No. That job's taken by The Rock.
Yeah, worst movie ever.
Yeah. Okay, that's done. Now to get me a cup of yogurt as well.
Hey,
I'm a hungry nigga. Best thing is, it's la chocolate cherry with dark chocolate chips. So, once that's done, I'll pack them down and give me a drink. Granted, I have no room for anything else in my hands. Probably not. Probably. Maybe.
Are you debating whether or not you'll have room in your hands?
Yes. I'm dropping the cream.
I love how everybody loves AJ Lee and whatnot, but she doesn't even really do anything.
Yeah, man, she don't even defend the fucking title.
I'm just saying, man, people keep calling her the queen and whatnot. What the fuck does she do, though?
Yeah, what does she do? What the fuck does she do to deserve to be called queen?
I mean, yeah, she's fucking hot, but, like, what the hell does she do?
Nothing. Now, if you want... Call her. Now, if you want to call somebody, WWE queen, Trish Stratus, Lita, Sonny, Sable.
Sonny before the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely Sable, though.
You know, they've done more in the business than anybody else. She's only held the title for 240 whatever some odd days.
AJ and made out with a bunch of people, and then they gave her the title. And
yeah.
From that point, she never had to defend it.
Along with AIDS.
Did you say AIDS?
Yes.
What the fuck? What is your obsession with AIDS?
I don't know, but I mean, shit. She's fucking sleeping around, buddy. Fucking Danny Bryan, Kane, Punk, Cena.
Yeah, but look Ziggler. At that. She actually is fucking Punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
not me and my toaster strudel.
Sounds like you're eating a fucking phone.
I would have fuck called her a queen.
PWZ hotties.
PWZ hotties. Yeah, that's not even popping up.
His strudel has gone limp.
We said PWZ hotties, right?
And fucking hell, it's yeah, that's what it is.
PWZ hotties. There we go.
There you go. Nothing says gangsta like a Hello Kitty phone.
Must be looking at Jess Rabbit's page.
No, I'm looking at somebody else's page. It's some dude standing in a mirror taking a picture holding a gun with a Hello Kitty phone.
Wow. He should kill himself with that gun.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Rabbit shared that. Of course. That's why it's here.
There. Let's see what they have to say about that.
Oh, yeah, them people, that person actually answered us back about that whole defending of the titles.
Yeah, and it's funny how he was arguing with us about it.
But it was just funny because he just simply answered back with a rational answer of, it's not their fault.
Please, the WWE can make them fucking defend that title anytime they fucking anytime they want. Hey, that she was on to. But yeah, I saw that dude finally fucking responded.
Some scary-ass fucking people on my list.
Yeah, Chill being one of them.
Man, he randomly shows up.
Yeah, right.
He asked how you were.
That motherfucker, you're on my list. Why don't you hit me up? Dumbass.
No, no. Yeah, why is that? Why does he hit me up, but not you?
Yeah, right. Do I scare him?
I guess. You do scare a lot of people.
Oh, they deserve it.
Alright, now it's time for our pick of the week, and it's a free-for-all of must-haves that we've been loving. For me, it is this, a tribute concert for the late, great Ronnie Montrose.
An amazing tribute.
Amazing tribute. Tons of people on here, from Saturandy to a reunion of the original Montrose band. Neil Sean, great stuff. It's out now on DVD.
And they played killer that night.
Yes,
too.
They did. Mine is a psychobilly classic. I love these guys. The Reverend Horton Heat. Not metal, but heavy guitar bass. Rockabilly, rock and roll music with a heavy metal attitude. It's simply called the Rev.
Texas Boys.
Yep.
And mine is the brand new Nashville Pussy off the Dosage. Great band.
That's a good band.
My favorite too. The records today got the name from your favorite song. Great bands, cross between like a ZZ Top, meets Motorhead, with a little AC/DC thrown in there.
That's it.
Awesome, great, sleazy hard rock.
That's definitely a good band though. Nashville Pussy is definitely a good band.
Alright, coming up, Metal Modem.
Whatever you say.
I heard. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back with more of that metal.
Speaking of that metal show, I saw on the Ghost Chokers page earlier, was it Double D's promo radio, Metal Mondays.
What the fuck?
And remember that? Remember how you said that they didn't even have any metal songs? They didn't know what the fuck metal was.
Yeah, right.
So I saw that, I was like, wow, I remember them idiots trying to do that.
Yeah, man, I mean, they don't know metal or shit. They really don't.
Well, I'm just saying it was funny because they wanted to do a metal night, but they didn't know any fucking metal songs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Come on, somebody got to know at least one. Goddamn. I mean, not know older metal, but at least I know some fucking metal. Goddamn.
Well, that's okay, man. Shit, fucking metal night. Up on here, Dan Chrissy said to play ICP.
Yeah, there was that too.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, motherfucker? It's metal night.
Yeah. He was so bright. He was so bright, wasn't he? It's all right, though. He's in college.
Yeah. And class of the virgin.
Nah, he probably has sex with some dude.
Well, it doesn't count, you know, if he's taking the virginity.
Necessarily mean that. I meant there was a dude fucking him.
Yeah, good point.
Because he is the bitch.
Yeah, that he is. I wonder how that fucking old dude though found us tonight though. You know, like he's not, you know, what that was fucking calling in, like asking all about ICP and everything.
Was he here for that whole half an hour?
He was here until we played.
No, I mean, was he here from the start of the show?
Nah. He just apparently saw like our stuff up on fucking beat up on Blog Talk and then decided to call in.
Yeah, I called in. I heard some random voice. I was like, who the fuck is he talking to?
Man, I didn't even know who the fuck I was talking to because that dude was disturbing.
I kept hearing him like stutter and shit.
So I was like, it was like talking to mumble. So you guys don't understand mumble.
Hello. Yeah, mumbles, man. Dude's nuts. But yeah, so this dude randomly found us, decided to call here, and say nothing, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
He couldn't even get fucking ICP right.
Yeah, right? In sound.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
It's good to show. Get some weird motherfuckers up in here.
I don't know, man. Why is it we can get random fucking people to call in, but people we actually know and want to call in won't fucking call in?
Yeah.
Like, why is that?
I don't know. Man, I think it's funny how fucking PWZ Hotties just told me I was wrong.
Wrong about what?
I put the true queen, and I put a picture of Trish Stratus.
Hey, yeah, you can bring Trish Stratus back, and she could face AJ.
Yeah.
She could pull a rock. She can come back, win the title, and leave.
Yeah, but just not take the title with her.
Okay, so she can come back and do a rock slash punk.
Exactly. That's funny, the fact that PWZ Hodges says I'm wrong. But I bet you anything, if they would have asked AJ would even say Trish Stratus is the true queen of the WWE.
Probably.
Because think about it, man, if it wasn't for the likes of Trish Stratus and Lita, there would be no AJ.
Well, before that, there was the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young.
Oh yeah. But still, the way, you know, without all them, there would be no AJ.
Yeah, probably not. Well, now they got fucking Eva Marie, and I'm still not quite sure how she got in the business.
I guess quite how ever since fucking Total D was ended, we haven't seen her at all.
Exactly. So she's only really around to promote the show.
Yeah, right.
Because she can't wrestle.
No, she can't.
I think it would have been funny if Stephanie McMahon would have just fired her when she dyed her hair red.
Yeah, right?
She'd be like, well, I'm go against the rules here. Dye my hair red. And then she'd go in, and then Stephanie would be like, you're fired. That would have been funny.
Hell yeah, they should have did that.
But no, they kept her. That's some bullshit.
Tori Twist the Juggalo Ninja. Do not invite me to Muser, you dumb bitch.
Wow, I didn't even realize there was a page for that.
Yeah, he invited me to Muser. Spits in the Pit radio station. Fuck you.
Spits in the Pit?
Yeah.
Well, I spit on you.
Why? And fucking Shrooms UG invited me to Underground Girls for Sale.
Underground Girls for Sale, huh? Like, yeah. Dead Chicks.
Yeah. Okay, apparently, Underground Girls for Sale is apparently being sold.
What? Like as in that page that got like them fat naked chicks?
Yeah.
Why is that being sold?
Well, see, with our new site, I got blow my nose first before I have to get interested into this.
So you have to boot up.
Ah, okay. But yeah, no, since with our new site, Underground Interviews is taking off, the team has decided that we have been letting both the fans and public down due to the lack of time for a company. Once reaching over 1 million people a day. Now in 2014, you could be a proud owner of the Underground Girls. We are starting an auction on this business, and the highest bidder will own our company.
Well, let's go buy the Underground Girls.
We have over 100 active models. We reach 10,000 people and 56 likes on Facebook. A blog with revenue set up for AdSense and much more. The bidding starts at $500. Good luck, everybody.
Let's go buy the Underground Girls.
Not me.
Then we could reach 10,000 people about Juggalo Rider Radio.
And there you go, Ghetto. You can buy it.
I don't have $500.
No, I don't either. Well, I probably do, but not for these motherfuckers.
I'll give you $100 for it.
I'll give you a penny for it.
A penny? No.
Take one.
Man, we need to buy that shit, though, man, because then we get rid of them fat bitches and we get some fine-ass bitches.
Yeah, right.
We can put, like, Sony up on there. Even though I'll give her a pass because she's all over a redneck page, too. But...
Yeah, that too. There you go.
Because I saw we're on this one page or some shit, man. It was like some redneck page. I was like, the fuck is this?
I don't know, but I mean, shit, if I had the money, I'd buy it. You turn into the Juggalo Rider Radio Girls instead of the Underground Girls.
Man, we already got that. Except, we don't really have any girls.
Yeah, exactly. With that shit, we'd have a ton of girls.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think Boo Bear's a part of that.
Probably.
I swear I saw she had a folder on her one time.
That's fun enough. Look, we got 3 more likes up on that page, too.
On what page?
Twisted Paradise.
Yeah, people keep liking it. I don't know why. Same thing with the G-Spot. Like, I don't post on either of those pages, like, ever.
Yeah, Boo Bear don't have a fucking folder up on here.
Man, I swear she did at one point. I guess
Blade.
She got booted. Huh?
Reptars and Trouble and Kim. You only have like 4.
Man, what the hell? They used to have a bunch. Yes, Boo Bear got the boot because she doesn't show anything. Man, there was a point in time with that J-Off bullshit where I had over 70 bitches, yo, with pictures up.
Damn.
But then that all died down. And I said, fuck this shit, I'm done.
Man, what the fuck is Blade's real name anyway?
Sonya, dumbass.
Oh, that's Sonya?
Yeah. Blade is Sonya. Sonya Blade.
Well, I didn't know that.
Get with it, Havoc. Damn.
Did I have her right into my page already?
Jeez, man. Slow as a motherfucker.
Pretty much.
Fucking Sonya put me in a dress on one of them fucking bitch strips.
What about Reptars? Do I even have her on my page?
Reptar. Oh, you mean Brandy.
That's Brandy?
That's her name.
And then Brandy Hollum? Or Hannibal?
Did say Hannibal?
Amblin, whatever the fuck her name was?
Yeah, her.
Okay.
She's like married and shit now.
What about Trouble? Yeah, what's her real name?
That's Ricky.
Ricky what?
Cordy? I want to say.
R-I-K-K-I or?
R-I-K-K-I.
And is it Cordy? Or Cordy?
It's like C-O-R-D-Y.
I found a Nicole Cordy. That's not her.
Except she's only in the black guys.
Well, I'm out.
She barely even talks to me, man, because I'm white. But there was spare of the moments where she decided to talk to me. She's like, hey. And then she just sent me those pictures. Like, the fuck?
For a second.
But yeah, that girl's pro black guys. So there ain't no shot in hell for anything. So don't even try.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
I mean, she's hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
And this shit is over. Go have fun with your toaster strudels.
Man, my toaster strudels are done.
You fat ass. Goodbye.
Hey.